Cybersecurity is a threat to national security. So whose job is that exactly? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. In a new book, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, says it is, quote, impossible to overstate the urgency of improving our country's cybersecurity. We're vulnerable all over the place, from critical infrastructure like utilities and 911 dispatch systems to our elections and our personal data. But there are lots of federal agencies in charge of this, and they have to work with lots of private companies. I spoke with Janet Napolitano about her new book, How Safe Are We? And I asked her what she wishes her agency had done differently.
Well, I think one key gap was our inability to have formulated national cybersecurity standards that were mandatory, not voluntary.
Can I jump in and clarify quickly? Do you mean standards for companies? Like mandatory standards that companies would have to?
Mm-hmm. For those that own and operate critical infrastructure.
Got it.
And because of that, we've really outsourced to the private sector a key area of what is involved in our national security. It's the only area of national security where we've left it primarily in private hands. And I'm concerned that that just does not go far enough.
Well, and you mentioned possibly incentivizing the private sector to invest more in its own security infrastructure, maybe through tax credits and a federal insurance program. But do you think it needs to be combined with some higher standards and regulations?
You know, I think ideally so. But in the absence of mandatory government regulation, which is always tricky to accomplish, I think we could do more to incentivize the private sector through tax credits, through the ability to buy into basically a federal government insurance program that if they met certain standards would cover excess losses that were attributable to a cyber attack. You know, those kinds of tactics have worked in other areas, and I see no reason why they wouldn't work here.
Is anybody doing this right? You know, is there a country that you can point to as really doing a good job in cybersecurity attack prevention?
You know, not yet. And that's why I think there is a role here to be played by the community of nations coming together. They can do so through their security agencies. They can try to bring together their major companies, their major utility operators and owners and the like. But to create some kind of international understanding, some kind of a global treaty on cyber would be a place to start.
Janet Napolitano was the Secretary of Homeland Security from 2009 to 2013. Her new book is called How Safe Are We? Homeland Security Since 9/11. So far, only one person in the crowded field of 2020 presidential candidates has made cybersecurity a top concern. Former Maryland Representative John Delaney proposed an independent agency to tackle it. And now for some related links. You heard Janet Napolitano say that a government insurance program could be one possibility for incentivizing companies to improve their security. Well, the New York Times had an amazing story Tuesday about hacking and insurance that's sort of the opposite kind of cautionary tale. It's about how, since 2017, some insurance companies have been using something called a war exclusion clause to deny insurance claims to companies that are hit by big cyber attacks. Snack foods company Mondelez was hit by a cyber attack in 2017 called NotPetya that U.S. officials said originated in Russia. And its insurance company refused to pay almost $100 million in damages. Mondelez has sued, and pharmaceutical giant Merck sued its insurance company after the NotPetya cyberstrike cost it nearly $700 million in damages. The insurance companies said Merck and Mondelez were the victims of a cyber war. It is a fascinating story. You can find a link to it at our website, marketplacetech.org. The court cases are still playing out, but I think you'd have a hard time finding a cybersecurity expert who would say that we are not, in fact, in a cyber war. A piece in the military news magazine BreakingDefense.com, which is my new favorite, by the way, from earlier this month, cites Army and National Security Agency officials saying exactly that. And the headline reads, "Wake Up, Washington." I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.